Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Having a fear of water, especially open water, deep water, or water where you can't see the bottom, is super common. As a result, it's not surprising that plenty of devs have decided to exploit that and create some truly terrifying water levels. Whether there's something else in there with you, the fear of drowning, or the fact that your movement is massively slowed, being under the surface might not be your idea of a fun time. In today's list, we're covering everything from the water-dwelling monsters that scared you in high definition to the traumatizing water levels that made you pray for no more water levels when you encountered them as a kid. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 scariest water levels in video games. Number 10, Aqua Ring, Resident Evil HD. Kicking off the list on a pure survival horror front, we're talking Resident Evil on GameCube. And I'm betting if you played the game, you know where I'm going with this. Welcome to the Aqua Ring. Keep your gun out of the water, do not stop moving, and I hope you're not afraid of sharks. You venture into the secret locale after uncovering it beneath the mansion's guardhouse. It's flooded, which isn't great, there are huge-ass sharks swimming around, which is really not great, and they're T-Virus augmented, which is the 3 for 3 we were not looking for. Initially, the arena is eerily quiet, except for the splashing of waist-high water, but that'll be broken pretty quickly by your own frantic cursing. It's hard not to feel a little like a Jill sandwich, as there's very little room for you to move around the arena, and the sharks will inevitably make lunch meat out of you once or twice. This is already bad enough, but don't worry, there's an even bigger shark you need to take care of before you can escape this nasty nightmare zone. At least there's an absolutely horrifying orchestra crescendo that escalates to let you know you're about to be fish food. You do get to electrocute the big boy, assuming you finish the level's puzzle in time, just don't let him take a bite out of you first. Number 9, the Hydrus, Shadow of the Colossus. Shadow of the Colossus has plenty of incredible beasts, and while it can be haunting, it's certainly not a horror game. That isn't to say that there isn't one certain colossi that's definitely gonna freak you out if you're not a fan of water. Your encounter with the seventh colossi, Hydrus, doesn't kick off until you summon up the courage to throw yourself into an enormous and seemingly bottomless body of water. The game has already made you keenly across the sensation of feeling very small within wide open areas and against gargantuan foes. But sticking you in the water where you're far slower against a foe that's pretty damn cozy there is a whole other matter. The eel-like Hydrus also comes complete with some electrified protrusions on its back that will shock you if you get too close. In order to take this thing out, you'll have to chase it, climb aboard, and try not to drown as it drags you deep underwater, and you're forced to watch Wanda struggle for breath and try to make it back to the surface. You'll also never have a concept of just how deep the water goes, and occasionally you'll lose your enormous target, but you know it's in the water with you, which is significantly uncool. Some of the colossi after this one are definitely more difficult to take on, but at least you'll be happy to have your feet on dry land. Number 8, Water Dam, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1989. If you know one thing about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for NES, it's probably that the game is super, super hard. It's definitely not a horror game, but the Water Dam level may have you feeling like it is. There's a good chance I'm unlocking a stress memory here, so bear with me through this one. The Water Dam level is absolutely notorious for being unbelievably difficult. Made all the worse by a flashing time limit indication ticking down, you're steadily depleting health and a ton of hazards. Not to mention a soundtrack that is easily going to boost your heart rate a few dozen beats a minute. There's nothing going bump in the night in this level, but the trauma that it caused thousands of kids in the 90s definitely earns it a spot on our list. It takes a special type of game to exhibit this much mental torture via pixels, but Konami weren't messing around. So much so that one player wrote of the level, "I hope whoever designed this level is in hell." There was absolutely no shame in passing the controller to your older sibling for this one. Number 7, The Vortex Queen, Echo the Dolphin. Echo the Dolphin seems to be a sweet 16-bit game where kids get to play as a dolphin. However, the nightmares that it gave said kids would suggest otherwise. The entire Echo franchise has scary bits. If getting chased by polygons underwater gives you the creeps, you may want to stay away from Defender of the Future and its eel, shark, and crocodile encounters. That said, we have to give the spooky cake to the Vortex Queen, though. What person thought this was a chill-looking boss to bookend a dolphin-y adventure with, I cannot imagine. This thing is pure toothy nightmare fuel that you find yourself wildly unprepared for. Not to mention the fight itself is far from a walk in the park. Suffice it to say, plenty of parents who thought they were buying their kids a cute dolphin game probably regretted their choices on this one. Number 6. Sewers of the Imperial City – Star Wars Shadows of the Empire. Unlike the ocean, space doesn't exactly seem like it goes hand in hand with terrifying water levels. That said, leave it to Star Wars to shove you in a creepy ass sewer and traumatize kids for life. I guess it does have something in common with Echo. Star Wars Shadows of the Empire came out for the Nintendo 64 in 1996. The third-person shooter offered up some excellent levels replete with space opera action, and one that left any child that dead played in the 90s with a lifelong fear of water. You practically can't see anything, you can barely move in the water, you need to not drown, and you're being attacked by a massive Diagona, the tentacle monster from the trash compactor in A New Hope. If that all sounds too breezy, later on you'll be dropped into a room full of water only to be surrounded by tentacles and screeching. The arena is marked by some pretty damn small platforms you'll be jumping between using your jetpack. Calculate wrong and you're in the murky water facing off against the growling beast in the depths. Number 5. Labyrinth Zone – Sonic the Hedgehog 1991. Sonic's gotta go fast, but in the water, Sonic is very, very slow. Coupled with what is one of the most terrifying death tracks that I have ever heard, Labyrinth Zone is gonna give you a hard time. What makes this particular water level so scary is the persistent fear of drowning. Sonic needs to make his way between sparsely located air pockets to survive, and there's very little margin for error as you move between them. Step a foot wrong and there's a good chance you'll be listening to this horribly unsettling underscore to our favourite blue hedgehog meeting a watery grave. On top of that, the water keeps rising, so you have no choice but to move as fast as your little waterlogged sneakers can take you. The dread you get from the constant stress of where your next breath is going to come from, coupled with the timed mission, is just awful. No big toothy monsters required. Number 4. 40 Fathoms – Tomb Raider 2. Not the big toothy monsters don't have their place, mind you. If you want to be scared of running out of oxygen and of being gnawed to death, does Tomb Raider 2 have the level for you? We're getting into a lot of old school low poly scares on this list, but sometimes the classics are classic for a reason. And you can't underestimate the games that established lifelong water level trauma. In the 7th level of Tomb Raider 2, Lara enters the wreck of the Maria Doria. And yeah, there are sharks aplenty before you even get there. Perhaps the most horrifying thing about these bad boys is just how wide their jaws open when they're all set to bite themselves off a piece of Lara's ample polygonal chest. You're in a hugely unfamiliar place, running out of air, listening to a pounding heartbeat, and praying that you're swimming the right way. There's a chilling silence to the entire level, and the amount of tension is enough to make you stop playing, really, despite Lara's fetching wetsuit. Number 3. Jolly Roger Bay – Super Mario 64. This one's for your childhood. Super Mario 64's underwater beastie Unagi terrified kids that came across it, especially those that weren't used to being jump scared in 3D. Approach what appears to be a 2D face in the wall, and boom, you've got a toothy eel coming right at your little plumber pal. Would this scare the crap out of you now? Well, probably not. But in the context of the time and the age most people encountered it, this was not what you would have been expecting to encounter in a kid's game. On top of that, the only way to get in his hidey hole is to lure him out and potentially get chomped on. Any contact with the eel and Mario jumps back reeling. Seeing Mario's gurgling as he suffocates and drowns, grabbing his face, then watching his lifeless corpse start to drift to the surface is absolutely traumatizing. Number 2. Mermaid – Inside. I really loved Inside, but the first time I saw this chick, I was like, nope, this sucks, and almost put the game down. Playdead's game is supposed to be bleak and freaky, but this chick is next level. You encounter the long-haired creature, siren or mermaid if you prefer, a few times in the game, each progressively more unnerving and threatening than the last. Her appearance is very pale, she wears no clothing and has long black hair. Your young protagonist is completely vulnerable the entire game, and you'll often be outrunning this girl, or rather outswimming her, trying not to get grabbed, or hastily maneuvering yourself to shine a light on her to stop her relentless pursuit of you. The mermaid is also crazy fast and you are crazy slow, adding to the absolute terror of being stuck in the water with her. During your final encounter with her, she actually does get a hold of you and drags you down into the depths. And that's pretty much exactly as uncool as it sounds. Number 1. Every Kirk level, Amnesia the Dark Descent. Yep, I'm guessing you probably saw this one coming. I think I'm definitely butchering however you're supposed to say Kirk, but I'm betting he's butchered you once or twice, so let's just say he had it coming. Otherwise known as the invisible water monster, this guy is discernible only from its growling and fierce splashing footsteps. Proving you don't need to see something scary to get a chill up your spine, the flooded cellar levels where you're running away from an invisible growling beast lunging at you are arguably the most unplayably frightening in all of Amnesia. And that's saying something in a game infamous for its ability to shove you into the shoes of a vulnerable protagonist clinging onto his sanity in a literal house of horrors. Well, castle of horrors, but you get it. Its guttural snarls are absolutely terrifying, and there's something so primally frightening about running away from him, listening to the splashing behind you, trying desperately to jump on a crate in the world's most terrifying game of the floor is made of lava.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.